Lesson 22, Matthew chapters 19 through 20. Introduction. Jesus Christ taught about the sanctity of marriage. He emphasized the importance of choosing eternal life over worldly wealth and taught the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Jesus also foretold his death and taught his disciples to serve others. Suggestions for teaching. Matthew chapter 19 verses 1 through 12. The Savior teaches about the sanctity of marriage. Display a picture of a happily married couple who has been sealed in the temple. Point out that the Lord's doctrine concerning marriage and divorce differs from many of the world's beliefs. What are some of the world's beliefs about marriage and divorce? Caution. Avoid spending too much time on topics that could take away from other important principles in today's lesson. Note. Be sensitive to the needs and feelings of students. As you discuss the Savior's teachings on marriage and divorce, be sensitive to students who may have experienced pain and worry due to the separation or divorce of parents or other family members. Preferably seek and follow the guidance of the Holy Ghost as you prepare and teach. Remember to listen carefully as students ask questions or share their thoughts and feelings. Invite students as they study Matthew 19, 1 through 12, to look for the Lord's teachings about marriage and divorce and consider the importance of these teachings for them. Ask a student to read Matthew 19, 1 through 3 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for the question the Pharisees asked Jesus. Invite students to report what they find. Explain that the phrase, quote, "to put away his wife for every cause," end quote, from Matthew 19:3, refers to a man divorcing his wife for any reason, even if it is trivial or selfish. Invite a student to read Matthew 19:4-6 aloud, and ask the class to look for what the Savior taught about marriage and divorce. What truths about marriage do we learn from the Savior's response to the Pharisees? Students may identify several truths, but be sure to emphasize that marriage between a man and a woman is a sacred relationship designed and established by God. Invite a student to read Matthew 19:7 aloud and ask the class to look for another question the Pharisees asked the Savior. What did the Pharisees ask the Savior? Invite a student to read Matthew 19, verses 8 and 9 aloud and ask the class to look for the Savior's response. According to the Savior, why did Moses allow divorce among the Israelites? Because of the hardness of the people's hearts. To help students understand how this teaching relates to our day, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "The kind of marriage required for exaltation, eternal in duration, and godlike in quality, does not contemplate divorce. In the temples of the Lord, couples are married for all eternity. But some marriages do not progress toward that ideal. Because of the hardness of our hearts, the Lord does not currently enforce the consequences of the eternal standard. He permits divorced persons to marry again without the stain of immorality specified in the higher law." End quote. From Divorce, Ensign Orleahona, May 2007. Consider inviting students to share their testimonies that God designed and established marriage as a sacred relationship between a man and a woman. Matthew chapter 19 verses 13 through 30 and chapter 20 verses 1 through 16. Jesus teaches of eternal life and gives the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Invite a student to come to the front of the class. Tell the student that if he or she can do 10 push-ups, he or she will receive a small reward, such as 10 small pieces of candy. After the student does 10 push-ups, give him or her the reward, and then ask for another volunteer. Ask the second student to do 1 push-up, and then ask the class what reward they think this student should receive and why. Invite the 2 students to return to their seats. Inform the class that later in the lesson, the second student will receive the reward based on what the class learns in the scriptures. Summarize Matthew 19, verses 13 through 27, by explaining that Jesus encouraged his followers to seek eternal life rather than worldly wealth. Peter asked what the disciples would receive because they had given up their worldly possessions to follow the Savior. Note, the events discussed in these verses will be taught in detail in the lesson on Mark 10. Invite a student to read Matthew 19, verses 28 through 30 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the Savior's response to Peter. According to verse 29, what will everyone who forsakes all to follow the Lord inherit? Explain that the Savior then taught his disciples a parable to help them understand Heavenly Father's desire to give all his children the opportunity to receive eternal life. In this parable, a man hires laborers at different times throughout the day to work in his vineyard. A normal working day in New Testament times would have been from about 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., with slightly varied lengths at different seasons of the year. Copy the following chart on the board or provide it to the students as a handout. Please refer to the chart on page 75 in Lesson 22. The chart describes various working times during the period of a day. Invite students to work in small groups. Ask them to read Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 7 in their groups, looking for how long each group of laborers worked and the salary they agreed on. A penny refers to a denarius, which was a Roman coin roughly equal to a laborer's wages for a day. After sufficient time, invite a few students to come to the board and fill in the first two columns on the chart, or invite them to fill them in on the copies you have provided. Who do you think should be paid the most? Invite a student to read Matthew 20, verses 8 through 10 aloud, and ask the class to look for the payment each group of laborers received. What payment did each group of laborers receive? After students respond, write one penny in each of the boxes in the column labeled Amount Paid. If you were among the laborers who worked all day, what thoughts or feelings might you have had as you received the same reward as those who worked for only 1 hour? Invite a student to read Matthew 20, verses 11 through 14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what those who labored all day said to the Lord of the vineyard, and what he replied to them. What was the complaint of those who had worked all day? What did the Lord of the vineyard say in response? How had the Lord of the vineyard been just or fair with those who had worked all day? To help students identify a truth from this parable, explain that the wage of one penny can represent everlasting or eternal life, as mentioned in Matthew 19:29. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. God gives eternal life to all people who blank. If the reward in this parable represents eternal life, what could the labor represent? Students may give a variety of answers, but be sure to emphasize that the labor in this parable can represent making and keeping sacred covenants with God. After students respond, complete the truth on the board as follows. God gives eternal life to all people who choose to make and keep sacred covenants with Him. Point out that this truth helps us understand Heavenly Father's mercy for individuals who do not make or keep covenants early in life, and for those who do not have the opportunity to do so until after they die. Why do you think it is important for us to know that God gives eternal life to all people who choose to make and keep sacred covenants with Him, regardless of when that may occur? Remind students of the second student who did only one push-up and ask, what reward do you think this student should receive for doing one push-up? Give the student the same reward you gave the student who did 10 push-ups. Ask a student to read Matthew 20, verses 15 and 16 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for how the Lord of the vineyard responded to those who complained about His kindness toward the other laborers. What do you think the Lord of the vineyard meant when He asked, quote, "Is thine eye evil, because I am good?" End quote. Explain that Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles paraphrased this question as follows, quote, "Why should you be jealous, because I chose to be kind?" End quote. From the Laborers in the Vineyard, Ensign Orleahona, May 2012. What does it mean in verse 16 that many are called, but few chosen? To be called means to be invited to participate in Heavenly Father's work. To be chosen means to receive His blessings, including the blessing of eternal life. What principle can we learn from verse 16? Students may identify a number of principles, including the following. If we choose to be jealous of Heavenly Father's blessings upon others, then we may lose the blessings He wants to give us. Read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland and invite students to ponder how they might be tempted to be jealous of the blessings Heavenly Father gives to others. Quote, "There are going to be times in our lives when someone else gets an unexpected blessing or receives some special recognition. May I plead with us not to be hurt, and certainly not to feel envious when good fortune comes to another person. We are not diminished when someone else is added upon. We are not in a race against each other to see who is the wealthiest, or the most talented, or the most beautiful, or even the most blessed. The race we are really in is the race against sin. Coveting, pouting, or tearing others down does not elevate your standing, nor does demeaning someone else improve your self-image. So be kind, and be grateful that God is kind. It is a happy way to live." End quote. From Laborers in the Vineyard, again, Ensign Orleahona, May 2012. Share your testimony of the truth students identified as they studied the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Write the following statement on the board. Give students time to complete the statement in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Based on what I have learned from this parable, I will blank. After sufficient time, invite a few students who feel comfortable doing so to share with the class what they wrote. Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 through 34. Jesus foretold His own death and taught His disciples to serve others. Summarize Matthew 20, verses 17 through 34 by explaining that the Savior foretold that He would be betrayed and condemned to death when He returned to Jerusalem. He taught His disciples that rather than striving for position and authority, they should follow His example and serve others.